For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump told the New York Post a pardon for his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, is still on the table, even though prosecutors accused Manafort of repeatedly lying in the investigation, which violates his plea agreement. Manafort says he told them the truth. Last week, President Trump wrote answers to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's questions in the Russia election meddling probe. In written answers, Mr. Trump said that, to the best of his recollection, he didn't know about WikiLeaks' plan to release hacked Democratic emails during the 2016 campaign, and that he didn't know about the 2016 Trump Tower meeting attended by campaign chairman Paul Manafort, Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and a Russian lawyer promising dirt on Hillary Clinton. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
What do Americans see as the biggest threat to the U.S. economy? USA's Chris Barnes has the answers to a new survey.
43% of the Americans surveyed said that the current political climate in Washington is the biggest threat to the U.S. economy over the next 6 months. According to that new Bankrate.com survey, it's nearly five times more than the next highest threat, which is terrorism, which comes in at 9%. 8% said they feel rising interest rates are the greatest economic threat, with 7% worried about overseas economic instability. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tainted romaine lettuce that was linked to an E. coli outbreak has been narrowed to six California counties: Monterey, San Benito, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, Santa Cruz, and Ventura. Working with the CDC, the FDA says only romaine lettuce harvested from those six counties should be avoided. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The president is angered at General Motors, and one economist believes he has the right to be, as we hear from USA's Tim Berg.
GM announced that they would be closing several plants in the United States and Canada and slash 15% of its salaried workforce. President Trump was not too happy and tweeted that he'd like to maybe pull some of the subsidies that GM is receiving from the U.S. taxpayers. Economist Peter Morici on Fox News talks about why GM, in his opinion, is having to close these plants.
There's no reason why we shouldn't be selling cars in China that are made here. Now, the president has to open up the Chinese market, and, you know, I guess that's the next stage. But abandoning the American worker, she says that Americans aren't buying sedans. Do you see Toyota getting out of the sedan business? They make money on sedans. They know how to make sedans well. The problem with Ms. Barra is she heads a company that doesn't make competitive sedans. And to blame the president, or to say that some far-off notion like electric cars and electric vehicles is going to be where the future is, that's true. But, you know, we're not going to be switching out of the internal combustion engine or abandoning sedans anytime soon.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 617 points, 2.5% to 25,366. The index having its best 3 days since 2016. The NASDAQ was up 208 and the S&P 500 added 61 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.